His message unto the house of Israel is simply one thing. Can I tell you what it is? It is here, O Israel, here. He says in the third chapter, verse 1, and I said, what?
Here.
I pray you, O heads of the house of Jacob, and ye princes of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment? Should not you know judgment? Should we not know judgment, saints? We gotta have unrighteous judgment. It has to be a just judgment. It is so wicked. Well, Pastor Robert, you would not judge your wife like others. Believe me, if you all were in my house, she would tell you, I'll probably judge her harder. The judgment of Yahweh is just. You get angry at her? Yes, when she opens her mouth, she says things, when she speaks things she don't know, I reprove her. You can sit on moment all you want to. Scripture says, love your wife as Messiah loved the assembly. Can I ask you a question? Does he reprove us? Does he chastise us? This is a nation that's full of hypocrisy, lies, and deceit. I will not cover my wife's sins. I would not agree with her wrong. I don't agree with her wrong when she speaks out of turn. I won't do it. Why? Because I love her. That's what love is. Tell her wrong ways when she's wrong. Anybody that loves his wife, he'll do that. For Yahweh so loved us that he gave his son. What? To be that atonement, that price for the assembly that he can show his love toward. And we will know he loves us because he will wear our backsides out. He's going to tan your back. He's going to tan your butt. Put it that way, he's going to tan your butt, all right? He's going to get your butt. You can butt all you want, he's going to get that butt side, all right? Your backside, your hippies. He's going to get them. He's going to tan them. It says in verse 2, who hate the good. Now, this is this nation. They hate good. Now, anyone that talks good, do good. And love evil. They will see a saint doing right and know they're walking right. They will hate them. And they will love their wicked sons and daughters and their kinsmen and their wicked way. They will tolerate them. But they can't tolerate the righteous. Something is wrong. Who pluck off the skin from off them and their flesh from off their bones. Who also eat the flesh of my people and fray the skin from off them, and they break their bones and chop them in pieces, for as the pot and the flesh within the cauldron. Then shall they cry unto not the Lord, but Yahweh. But he will hear them too. You mean you're not going to hear your people? You're going to allow them to break their bones and to flay their flesh? He said they're going to cry and I will not hear them. He will even open his face, for he will hide his face from them at that time. As they have behaved themselves ill in their doings, you just act ill and see how Yahweh is going to act with you. You know, I was a saying one time, oh, they make me so ill. But you're ill because you're ill. You act ill because ill is in you. You're wicked. Oh, they just make me so ill. No, you're wicked, honey. You made me do that. No, baby, you did that because you're wicked. Oh, I could just punch you, man. I did that because if you hadn't done that, I would. No, you did it because it's in you, buddy. That's why you did that. You can't blame that on nobody. That's you. He said, thus saith Yahweh concerning the prophets. I want to tell you, he said about the prophets. Your R.G. Stairs and your Benny Hinn and all these false ones. These homosexual perverts are like that Paul Crouch out there. Blaming his activities on his drunkenness. He said, I want to tell you, they prophesy good lies to you, don't they? Yahweh wants you to have, God wants you to have riches. He wants you to be powerful. And these perverts, they're afraid to speak out against him. Because they know that's where their strength comes from. He's favored by the masses. He says, you prophet that make my people to do right? To err? Do wrong? And that bite with their teeth and cry, oh, they get so angry with Yahweh, they just grit their teeth. Oh, I say that. You never done that? Well, I have. I talked to an elder the other night, blessed old man. I tell you, he's a beautiful old brother. And he told me how he rebelled against Yahweh, but yet Yahweh put him, he has a mighty anointing. The old man is a preacher. I'm telling you, he is. I'll tell you about him. He says, peace, he that putteth not in their mouths, that even they prepare war against him. They're talking about peace and then they're warring against him. Well, you should use his name. Messiah. Well, that word is for the Jews. Lies. It's not a Jewish word. There was only one tribe consisting of what we call the Yahudims, and that was the tribe of Yehuda. They were the Hebrews. They were the Israelites. That's what it says, saints. And people get offended and they want to fight behind that, but that's not so. The tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Levi, the Asher. That means there were 11 other tribes. Therefore, night shall be unto you, that ye shall not have a vision, no visions a day. These liars, they got a new phrase every year. This is the year of God's blessing. This is the year of God's prosperity. This is the year of much. Much what? More sin and corruption. And it shall be dark unto you, that ye shall not see the sun shall go over the prophets, and the day shall be darkened over them. In the midst of the brightness of his great revelation, in the midst of the earth, they will not be able to see. In the midst of his profound truth shining from the heavens, they will not be able to comprehend. Then shall the seers be ashamed, and those that divine, those that call upon their gods, they're going to be confounded. Yea, they shall all cover their lips, for there is no answer of Yahweh. He's not going to answer. He's not answering, saints. I'm telling you. He's not answering. Why? You know why he's not answering? Can I tell you when we receive the truth? Because it is our sins that has separated us from Yahweh. Your sin separates you from praying, from doing right, talking right, living right. It's your own sin. That's why your prayers seem like they go over your head. That's why you can't sing and you can't rejoice. That's why you look like dead and deadheads. Why? Because of our sin, the pleasure of our flesh, the willingness to obey our flesh instead of killing that old stinking nasty stuff. I don't care what flesh it is that stinks. Young flesh, old flesh. It all stinks. My flesh, your flesh. It has a stench to it. You may think you're sweet, but you're not. The only thing you're sweet is the savoring smell of Yahweh if it's coming out of you. If you don't have that savoring smell of Yahweh, you stink. I don't care how much good works you do, you still stink. You need the savoring fragrance of Yahweh. You can put it all in the field you want to, honey. Mister, you can find your Johnny Hot Tower, whatever you want to. He'll finger. You still stink. You're just masking your stench. You're just covering your sin. Makes no difference. I will smell a man with a body odor and his spirit is right and pure. The one that is covered in a mask with the phony hypocrisy that flows from their hearts. Grabber Brownie coming in from work smelling like a hog. That's all right. I don't mind that. And one that hasn't done nothing all day and worry about how he smells. And a mask that with some kind of phony odor. Hallelujah. Preach on, preacher. But truly I am full of power by the Spirit of Yahweh and of judgment and of might to declare unto your Jacob's transgressions and to Israel his sin. He identified two nations. There are many nations in America, yet they were one. The house of Israel. He said, I'm full of power, first of all, of the Spirit of Yahweh to declare judgment, the might, and to declare unto your Jacob your sins, your wickedness. Declare to every man his sins and his corruption. Hear this, I pray you, ye heads of the house of Jacob and princes of the house of Israel that hate judgment and pervert all justice. That is this nation. These lying preachers, the perverters, the little sister has nothing. She's not going to get what the one that gives $10,000 or $20,000. They're walking in darkness. They're liars. And people love it that way too. They love to go to these whorehouses. You can shack and go to them. You can be a homosexual, sodomite. You can be a hater. It makes no difference. They don't show the sin. They don't have the power. They're not full of the power of Yahweh. Because when a man is full of the power of Yahweh, he would declare judgment. He would declare the sins of the people. He would declare the name of the Father. They're not full of the power. They're full of their religious order. They've been ordained by their religious powers. But it's not the Spirit of Yahweh, saints. I'm here to tell you it's not the Spirit of Yahweh. It's a false anointing. It's not the anointing. It's not the power of His anointing. Not at all. Period. We're going to find that great atonement of Yahweh. That's why he sent judgment. To atone us. We got to be judged, saints. You have to be. You have to know your transgressions. And he has given us laws to know our transgressions. Oh, there are other statutes that come from these laws. But these are the laws of Yahweh. There are other statutes. There are many ordinances that come from these laws. But these are his laws. And you can't deny them. And you can't forget them and say, well, that's old. That's for other folks. You are a fool. These same men will say that. And yet they will say that we have the blessings of Abraham. And they will go to the Torah and get those blessings. They pull all the blessings out, but they won't pull the curses out. They are perverters of the truth. They're liars and deceivers. That's what they are. Man shall live by some of the word of Yahweh. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. By every word that proceeded come forth out of Yahweh's mouth. We must live by every word. We are not to forsake the assembling of ourselves in this hour. For Yahweh is still speaking from his tabernacle. We are the bodies. We are the tabernacles of the living spirit of Yahweh. He's going to speak to his house. And only to his house, saints. And that is the truth. He says in verse 9, hear this. Again, he says, hear. Open your heart, your ear. Hear this, I pray you. Ye heads of the house of Yaakov, the princes of the house of Israel that have ordered judgment and preferred all equity. They build up Zion with blood. They build their whorehouses. They build their assemblies with blood, with sin. And Jerusalem with iniquity, with lawlessness. They say that they are walking out of the covenant of Yahweh, and yet they are walking in their lawlessness. He says, the heads thereof judge for reward. That's what they do today. They judge for reward. Now they got Sister Maybell in there, and she's giving 500 a week. Now they're not going to judge her wicked sons. They're not going to say, put those wicked boys out. They're selling drugs. They're full of whoredom. No, they're not going to do that. Daughters of Jezebel, painted up like some whore. They're not going to speak against her now. Because they know that's 500 every week. And she's hit that five bills every week. Why? Because she's watching after her crooked son ways. Covering his drug activities. The stealing, the robbery. Don't tell me there are folks in these whorehouses that will go tomorrow. And they know their sons and their daughters are doing that. I watch my natural mother do that. Watch them sell drugs out of her house and she knew it. Oh, foolish woman. That the drug heads could have came and killed that old woman. And that's the truth. You shouldn't speak against her like that. No, I speak against wickedness. I don't care if it's your grandmama, your granddaddy, you. I will not covet her sins. She's going to stand in judgment. Watch them sell drugs and hold $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 of their monies. You tell me that's right? You tell me that's right? If it's your mama that did that, it's wrong. It's wrong. He said the heads judge for reward, and the priests thereof they teach for hire. They fire them and they hire them. They put them under contract and they fire them. And of course today they don't say much because if they do, they are fired. Well, Pastor Robert, you said something, you used the word hell. Well, that's what your daughter is, a whore. A whore is one that reject the pure laws of Yahweh, saints. They go prostituting their heart, their mind, for something that is lawless. Now that is what a whore's spirit is. I don't care if it's your mother, your daddy, that's just it. You cannot reject the principles of Yahweh and think you're going into the kingdom. It is not going to work that way. You can pray all day long for your son, your daughter, that is not going to save them. It is not going to bring one measure of salvation to them. Messiah never prayed for the world. He prayed for only those that the Father gave him. And I'm going to pray for those that he gave us. Well, you ought to pray and bless those that despitefully use you in the wicked. Well, Brother Neesmith brought that up to us the other night. Why do we do that? Because we know that Yahweh is able to judge. He's going to judge righteously. He's going to do things righteously. And so we say, we put them in thine hand, Father. We will not be bitter against them. We will not fight against them. For your judgment is just, righteous. I just know you're going to do things right. I won't mess with it. I know you're going to do it, so I'm going to leave it alone. I leave that in your hand. That's why you pray for them. You bless them. Why? Because it's going to prove the name of your Father the more to you. He is either whom he say he is or he is not. That is right, brother. Hallelujah. He said that the priests hire therefore hire, and the prophets therefore they divine, they lie for money. Come here, sister. God says for you to give $10,000 a day. Well, of course you know she got that kind of money because she got one of the first few front row seats in your massive gathering of your Holy Spirit. God say you give $10,000, he's going to bless you. He's going to bless you with that new business where they come in, they fill out their little cards. My name is Jane Bell, and I want my business to prosper. I made $1.3 million last year, but I want to make $10 million this year. They know that. There was one old preacher on television. I don't recall his name. He would do that. What was his name? What he would do, his wife, he had a little earplug in his ear. I forgot his name. He's back, though. And his wife, they knew where everyone would sit, where they sat. And they would fill out a little card. My name is Gene Smith. I'm sick. My leg is, I'm crippled. I had a wreck in my leg this way. And what she would do, they would know everybody in there. And she would say, chair number 30. Keep walking. All right, stop right there. The fifth chair to the left. And he would walk. Pop off. He said, Gene Roberts. Thus saith the Lord. Thus saith God. Your leg. There's a problem with your leg? Yes, sir. Stand up, sister. God said he's going to do a new thing for you. He wants you to bring an offering to him. They did that. And the way they caught it. She was talking to him, and all of a sudden it was coming over the loudspeaker. She didn't even know she was talking to him. She said, go down to the fifth chair. Go down a little farther. Stop right there. His name is Benny Honeycutt. Lay your hands on his shoulder. Benny Honeycutt, do I know you? The Lord said, you're from the city of Jefferson, South Carolina. Am I right about that? Yes, sir! Yes, sir! Yes, sir! The devil, Bob! Benny? Ah, God has shown me something here. You got some boys, don't you? Make those little noises, see? Little false brothers. All that crazy mess. Benny, you got three boys, am I right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, he forgot he filled out the card. Huh? I want to say something to you, brother. I see something. I've just seen a change in your life. I've just seen something. Is there a daughter in your family? You got a daughter, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You see, that's how the palm readers do it, too. I see something. I just seen a new addition there. You got a son that just got married. That's what they would do. And so she was talking like that to him. And Benny just had his daughter just got married. And everybody listening to this now. He got the earplug in. He doesn't hear because he got it in now. That's what it was. On national, I remember that. I remember it. And so his excuse was that, well, we do that sometime. No, you liar, you did it all the time. And folks will give by the millions. So what he did after that, he kind of just moved back up over the scene for a little bit. And now he's popped up again. He's doing the very same thing again. And folks still going. The divine. That's what the divine is to the palm readers. David Roberts, I can read your lifeline right there in your palm. You've done some dirt, sure, because my hands are dirty. That's why. Full of sin. That's why I came to you. I'm wicked just like you. That's what they're doing today, saints. You always say, I'm going to bring death, I'm going to bring destruction. Look at this. He said, they divine for money, and they will lean upon, yet will they lean upon Yahweh and say, is not Yahweh among us? None evil can come upon us. It's not Yahweh with us. Nothing is happening unto us. Therefore shall Zion, for your sake, be plowed as a field. Jerusalem shall become heat at the mountains of the house of the high place, as forest. You know what a heap is? You bring a heap together to set it on fire. You plow to kill everything. We plow those fields of the day to kill every weed, to cut everything up out of the field. He said, I'm going to plow you because you're doing things that are corrupt and wicked. And that's what this well-favored whore is doing today. The demise of America, the disease is in her. Death is in her lungs. The cancer is here. And she's going to fall like a drunken prostitute. For she has forsaken and despises the name of Yahweh. The theologians and the religious institutions all know that he has a name. They will not call on his name because there's no love for it. You can't even love Messiah without loving the Father. Because can't no man even come unto Messiah and know him unless the Father bring the man or draw him unto him. How is that? And if he drew you unto him to know his name, then what is the one that does the drawing? Our theology has been wrong. We've been taught wrong. And it's wrong. I want to read because I'm going to close from here. I want to read from the book of Amos. Amos chapter 5. This kind of preaching makes me tired. It really does. It takes energy and my strength. Amos chapter 5. Amos chapter 5. Yahweh deals with this nation whereby an idolatrous king had brought them to the zenith and the height of their power. And that is what is happening in America. She has a king. But she's idolatrous. It's not Mr. Bush. Wasn't Mr. Clinton, Mr. Reagan. It's the power of the ruler that rules in this hemisphere. And it's an idolatrous king that denies Yahweh. And here is the instruction as Amos began to speak over the lamentation of the house of Israel. Verse 1, chapter 5. Hear ye this word, which I take up against you, even the lamentation of the house of Israel. He said, the virgin of Israel is fallen. She shall no more rise up. Why? She is forsaken upon her land. There is none to raise her up. For thus saith Yahweh, the city that went out by a thousand shall leave by a hundred. And that which went forth by a hundred shall leave 10 to the house of Israel. For thus saith Yahweh unto the house of Israel, he said, first of all, seek me and ye shall live. That's the only life we're going to have, saints. We must seek Yahweh. We seek him, we shall live. He says, but seek not Bethel, nor enter into Gilgal, or pass not by Beersheba for Gilgal, shall surely go into captivity, and Bethel shall come to great height. No, it shall be brought to nothing, for they have forsaken me. For New York City has forsaken him, California, South Carolina, Jefferson. He says, seek Yahweh, and ye shall live. Lest ye break out like fire in the house of Yosef, and devour it. And there is none to quench it in Bethel. You have turned your judgment into a bitter thing, wormwood. That's what they have done. And leave off righteousness in the earth. No righteousness. Sin is a reproach to the people. And righteousness is what exalts a nation. Seek him that, listen to this carefully. It tells them now, seek him. Well, who is him? That maketh the seven stars of Orion. Even the seven stars of Orion have a name. And yet the Father has no name. It says, seek him. And that turneth the shadow of death into morning. And maketh the day dark with night and calleth for the waters of the sea. And poured them out upon the face of the earth. It says in the King James, for the Lord is his name, doesn't it? But Yahweh is his name. Yahweh is his name. You see, even that word Lord is just a noun. His name is a proper noun. It's specific. A noun is not specific. It's just a person or place or a thing. A proper noun is specific. For Yahweh is his name. That strengthen the spoil against the strong, so that the spoil come again to the forest. They hate him. They rebuke in the gate. They hate the one. A scorner hateth when they rebuke him. They hate them that rebuke in the gate. And they abhorred him that speaketh uprightly. They despise the one that tells them their sins and their corruption. They don't love him. Forasmuch therefore as your treading is upon the poor and ye take from his burden of wheat, ye have built houses of hewn stone. Ye shall not dwell there. Ye have planted pleasant vineyards, but ye shall not drink wine of them. Yahweh says, for I know your manifold, your many transgressions, and your mighty sins. He calls them mighty sins. My. They afflict the just. You do wrong to the just. Take a bribe. The wicked pulleth a gift out of his bosom to prefer judgment. And they turn aside the poor of the gate from their right. Therefore the prudent shall keep silent at that time. He said, the wise men, they're not going to say anything. I don't want them to say anything. For it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live. And so Yahweh of hosts, or the mighty one of hosts, shall be with you as he has spoken. He tells you to hate evil. Love the good. And establish judgment in the gate. It may be that Yahweh of hosts will be gracious or kind unto the remnant of Yosef. Therefore, Yahweh, the mighty one of hosts, said thus, wailing shall be in all the street, and they shall say in all the highways, alas, alas. And they shall call the husbandman to mourn, and such as are the skillful of lamentation to wailing. And all the vineyards shall be wailing, for I will pass through thee, saith Yahweh. And he says this, woe unto you that desire the day of Yahweh. To what end is it for you? For the day is one of darkness and not light. And if a man did flee from the lion, the bear meet him. Or went into the house and leaned his hands upon a wall, the serpent bit him. Shall not the day of Yahweh be darkness and not light? Light, even very dark, and no brightness in it at all. What is that day? It is simply that when Yahweh visited people for their sins and their transgressions. And we're in the day of Yahweh. He's going to visit his house for the sins, the wickedness. And any time Yahweh visited people, that is what comes out of that darkness and death and separation. He's going to destroy them. The last verse of this chapter, therefore will I cause you to go into captivity beyond Damascus, saith Yahweh, whose name is what? I know what it says in the King James. He wants them to know who is the one that's going to put them into captivity, whose name is Yahweh. He wants you to know it's him that's going to cause this great devastation. It's Yahweh that's going to cause it upon the earth. And what we better do, we better seek good and love good and hate evil. We don't hate evil. The evil ways of our own hearts, our evil thoughts, we don't hate those things. Yahweh wants us to hate those things. He doesn't want us to love those things. He wants us to hate them. Now that is the will of Yahweh. Because without that, then death is going to overtake you. It is going to separate you from the love of truth. You won't pray. You won't study Scripture. You will not inquire of Scripture truth. Because your heart will not desire the things of Yahweh. Our sin will separate us from the love of truth. Our atonement is in that mighty name. For in that name you find the salvation of man, Yahshua. Not a made up name. His name. And that is the name that must be exalted above the heavens. That men may know that our Redeemer lives. Search your Scriptures. And find out where Scripture began to talk about. Where it talks about the Redeemer. And see where it begins. See where it begins. David declared, I know my Redeemer lives. He has not changed. He is still the Redeemer. Messiah was the price to redeem us. by the redemption of Yahweh. He bless you, give you strength today. Cause your hearts to be encouraged. I am. May strengthen us all to love Him, His truth, and to bless Him for all things that He speaks unto us. For His word is an everlasting word. And let us hold fast unto those things. Desire to please Him above all things. For we're walking in this hour whereby the very hand of Yahweh shall be revealed upon the face of the earth. And He's going to show His wrath and His vengeance upon a nation and a generation that has rejected Him. And this is a generation that has rejected Yahweh. It's pursuing its own identity. And there's only one identity. That's why you have so many denominations and so many religions today. Out of what we call Christianity. Baptist, Methodist, and they're all different doctrines. There's only one doctrine. There's only one sure doctrine. The Messiah is the hope of Israel. Anything beyond that, then we're walking false. Anything else, He is our hope. May He give you strength and bless you. Cause your hearts to be encouraged, because I am. As the old saints would say, I'm going to press on to see what the end is going to be. The song Mother Mother used to sing, if you don't want to go with me, just move on out of my way. Just move on out of the way. Just go on. That's the way I am. You don't have to worry about me impeding you. You just get on out of my way. Just go on. I don't have time for your folly. I don't have time for that. Not at all. I got a journey I'm on. I'm getting closer every day to that journey going home. Getting closer every day to that wonderful journey going home. I'm getting closer every day where I shall see my hope. Getting closer to that day of going home. I'm not ashamed of Messiah. When I was in the world, you get on that dance floor, I tell you, you had to put it out. Now, I may not have been the best one, but I had the energy. So you had to be a fool like me. You had to roll. And so, here I come to this light. You think I don't want the world to know about Him? I'm a fool for Him. For His sake. Yes, I am. And I may sound like a fool too. Nothing like a sweet song in your heart. Break them old dead bones. Dry. Dead. That's the strength and the might of any man. Why? Because David, he was the king. He began to dance before Yahweh. Sure he did. And old Michael, Saul's daughter, said, you're a king. That's indignant. He said, when this mighty spirit moves on me, honey, I don't care if I'm in the palace amongst the people. I'm going to dance. You had never had an experience with the Father. His old brother James said, if he can't make you move sometime, something's wrong. You don't know Him. That's right. I understand what he was saying. I wouldn't want to know him if I couldn't feel him sometime, as the old folks, the old James. Huh? And that's why he would give men favor with men. In the midst of all of our Israel, even though they sinned, He still gave them favor. He gave them the promised land. He still gave it to them. He can't go back on His word. Before the foundation of the earth, He knew me. And He said, that's mine. He knew this old man when he said, I'm going to lead you to a little preacher. He don't know much. He doesn't know much, but he know enough to keep us rolling on. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Bless you, Father. We thank you for all things. Bless your people. Give them a great strength and peace in Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you all.